London Local Thursday with Becky Talbot and the Thursday crew. Every Thursday from 7pm.
Hello, I'm Becky Talbot and you're listening to 91.8 Haze FM. I'm here in the studio with Mike Shepherd. But more importantly, sorry Mike, we're here in the studio with Jacek Ludwig-Skar, so of Elastic Theatre. Hello.
Hello, thank you for having me, really. Really lovely pleasure to be here.
Oh, pleasure to have you in. I'm glad we could get you in at last. It's been a while. Tell us a little bit about Elastic Theatre Company and what you do.
Well, we're based in London. We do. We specialise in the fusion of dance, contemporary dance, opera and theatre. And I suppose you could say we're on the experimental side of musical theatre. And I think what perhaps is... given us, you know, the idea of calling what we do Elastic is that we adapt what we do to lots of different venues. So, for instance, our shows you can see often outdoors, and then we recreate the same show in a completely different staging for very unusual venues, from churches to gallery spaces, you name it, we've done it.
are you always site specific?
Not always. No, sometimes we do work some of the recent works were at the Riverside Studios, for instance, but often the same work, like that we did a show recently that we premiered at the Riverside Studios, and then we took to France to do to basically reinvent it in a chapel in Paris, which was quite a mission, because we had about sort of 5 hours to figure out how to do it.
Do you ever turn up in a venue and find that you're, I'm kidding, because you have a kind of a mixture of kind of quite physical, quite demanding elements in your work, do you ever find out that you've booked a venue and that you can't fit the show
there's a lot of preparation, and I think the more OCD part of me gets really, really sort of I prepare a lot just before, but it does happen. There's always things that go wrong, unfortunately, but I think in a way it's kind of part of the fun of I wouldn't say fun maybe, but they're definitely part of the experience, you know, doing these things. And sometimes you find that so many, you know, it's sometimes these sort of last minute changes can really benefit a show somehow. I remember again when we were in Paris, we didn't have any lighting equipment. We were told the same day that we couldn't use any lighting because the chapel was too old as a building to rig you know, proper lighting for the theatre. So we had to go and purchase really quickly some torches, and we just added some gels, coloured gels for that. And so in the end, we still had, you know, coloured sort of lights. And very dramatic lighting in the end, but it was all done with torches. So yeah, that's why I suppose we're very...
It's very exciting for your performers then, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
They never quite know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
How do you go about picking performers for your company?
That's an interesting one. We always work with a mixture, again, part of the, again, with the brief of working with in a sort of fusion type of style. We always, for most productions, we have a mixture of dancers and singers and actors. And I suppose what we do right from the start of our auditioning process is that we look for people that can really give something to the performance. I think that all the productions that we make are sort of tailor-made for the performer, and they really bear the signature of the performer. That's why in a way I always feel really lucky to have so many talented people around me, because the success of each show really relies on the performance, not just the skills and their charisma, but also the way they inform what we do and how I suppose I get inspired by the performers that I work with.
They're incredibly athletic, aren't they? I was talking to you about this earlier, but there's trailers on your website,
yeah,
or on your website of the shows you've been up to, which is something I've not seen before for theatre. And just watching some of the movement they do, I mean, these performers are so fit,
yeah,
aren't they, to
and
be
in
fair?
Fact, of course, absolutely. We're working right now with both contemporary dancers and also with the circus performer from Switzerland, and who's a specialist in unicycle acts as well. And we, again, it's always about choosing dancers that are When it comes to dance, to movement, it's always about choosing dancers that are not just there to copy steps. They have to be completely integral. And I think, for me, the best criterion to choose a dancer is that they also have to be a really good actor. They have to be believable in what they do. And the same thing goes for, you know, an actor needs to be a really good mover, etc. And so I think, that, again, they inspire each other in that sense.
Tell us about your trailers and also your latest projects.
Yeah, so the latest project is quite another ambitious one, and we're really pleased because we just very recently we got the news that it's funded, and it's funded absolutely, of course, and it means so much to us. It was initially funded by the Gerwood Foundation to support an R&D phase that we're working on still, and then we've just got the news that the Wellcome Trust that funded our last project will also be working with us for another year, basically, on it. And both Gerwood and the Wellcome Trust have been incredibly, it's to do with the precious support that we need, but it's also the sense of creative interest that they really show with us. And the newest project is called Julius. It's about, it's a way for me to explore the idea of OCD, the issue of obsessive compulsive disorder.
But does this come from a personal place?
It is, yeah. Indeed, as often with these things, it really has. And I think, you know, and it was interesting because I've always wanted to do something to do with OCD. And I was looking around on the internet, as you do, on YouTube and things like that. And I was thinking, you know, if you sort of type the word OCD, you find lots of videos of often sort of teenagers, for instance, showing how much, you know, the terrible thing that they go through, all the rituals, the compulsions that they have to... that they feel that they sort of ought to go through during their daily life. And I was thinking that what's, however, missing when it comes to the way people portray OCD is focusing on what the trigger is, what our thoughts are like when it comes to this type of mental processes, you know. And again, it strikes me that if we stay so stuck on just representing the outward sort of symptom, again, the ritual, the compulsions, often it just seems to be a very superficial, kind of sort of one-dimensional way of portraying this. So basically the aim of Julius is to find an imaginative way of exploring the idea of intrusive thought, which is then in the story is what then guides, sort of trigger the main character to behave in an OCD sort of manner. And it's basically the story of this adolescent boy somewhere that could be Italy, is definitely somewhere with a strong Catholic presence, and it's around the 1950s, but it's deliberately left quite open as a story. And this boy at some point learns about Julius Caesar, and he starts to imagine himself, he starts to have these flashes of thoughts that he doesn't consciously want to think about, but they just happen to keep repeating themselves in his mind about himself as a Roman emperor in very taboo situations that gradually start to involve more and more characters around him, basically. So it's the whole point is to see how he deals with these obsessive thoughts, and also how then you find out how the other characters who try to help him are also inevitably bound in the same type of obsessive thoughts themselves.
It's fantastic. You have to go on the Elastic Theatre website and check out the trailer for this. You'll first of all sit there and think, oh, I'm not sure what this is, and then you'll be sucked in and you won't be able to stop watching. I do recommend looking at that. Yeah, it's a very interesting, interesting is the wrong word for it. It's it looks like an amazing piece of work and a lot of thoughts definitely gone into it.
There are fun parts as well. We always try to combine comedy as well with these things. I think there's always a risk, particularly when you talk about very serious topics, that it starts to get into a self-indulgent, very serious way of doing things. So there's definitely, it's a dark piece in many ways, but there's lots of humorous aspects to it. And you have to see the character of the granny, Judas's granny, who's played by an amazing actress, and she's really, really funny as well.
I wanted to ask you this. You're also a lecturer at LMU.
Yes.
How do you fit all of this in?
There's a lot that's been happening recently with the company, so it does get really tricky sometimes. So it does mean that often your evenings go, or your weekends as well. But I don't mind, you know. And but I suppose, I mean, so far the company was also based, because I teach performing arts, and so the company has been based at the university as well as part of my research, and which has been great because it's given us the spaces, the facilities to perform, and so in that sense it has also fitted in literally within the job that I do, but obviously there's so many more hours again that you spend outside of it, and I think it's just a matter of being really you know, precise with your schedule and trying to fit everything in, and sometimes it's really, really tricky, but I guess that's why you really rely on your team members to help you out, and they always do in the end.
Well, it's when you love something so much, it's difficult to actually step away from it. And
exactly.
And being a performer and being in the arts, it's a lifestyle. It's
definitely
not just a job, is it?
Definitely.
To be fair. What's coming up for you in the future?
So there's quite a few exciting things. So Julius is really developing right now. It's I didn't mention before that the format of Julius, very unusually for us. This is our first multimedia show that we're going to do. And part of the brief with our first R&D phase is that we're literally exploring this.
That's research and development for everyone at home.
That's what it is.
Thanks, Mike.
But it's about doing a show that's doing an immersive film. It's filmed in the, it's screened in the round, so you basically, it will basically take place in from gallery spaces to hopefully very unusual, hopefully my dream would be for it to be performed like in a factory space, and have essentially what the audience does is that they stand in the middle of the space and they see this film all around them, screened on opposite walls talking to each other, and then they see even potentially even on the ceiling as well, you know. So right now we're exploring all the different equipment. We've done the filming, the first section of the filming. We're now exploring with the equipment, the editing. We're working with a really talented film company called Savage Mills, and we work with them really well together. And but obviously it's a very complicated editing, and then we're going to show it for the first time at GV Arts Gallery in the West End. It's a gallery that specialises in art and science themes particularly, and we'll be there for 5 weeks at the end of so that it'll be screened non-stop for 5 weeks.
Wow.
Between the end of August and the end of September, and then we continue to film it and sort of complete the work all throughout basically 2013, and it will be then premiered in its fullest sort of version, which will then include also some live elements as well in June 2013. So it's a long-term thing at the moment.
Before we go, can you quickly tell us where we can find you? What's the website?
Okay, it's called elastictheatre.com, and you can use Twitter. I've recently been converted to Twitter.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Yeah. And definitely, and you can write to us. We're always looking for new audiences. That's a really, really important thing. So I think just one of the classic thing to say in these cases, but I really do mean it. If you happen to be the type of person that has never tried theatre necessarily, and just wants to see what it's like, you know, I think, you know, check us out, because you know, often you may find that you really like it, hopefully.
Thank you so much for coming in this
evening.
Thank
you very much for having me, really.
Good luck with all your future plans.
Thank you very much.
How much do you know about apprenticeships? Did you know an apprenticeship could be available to you? Places are fully funded.